Turkish lawmakers met today to choose a new president. Just 4 months ago, a moderate Islamist politician was blocked from taking that office. He was opposed by secular members of parliament and the Turkish military. But today, that same candidate was back, and as NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Ankara, he now appears poised to become head of state.
Hundreds of Turkish lawmakers were called up one by one today to fill out a secret ballot in four curtained voting booths set up at one end of parliament's cavernous assembly hall. As had been widely predicted, Abdullah Gül, the candidate of the ruling AK Party, won the most votes. But Gül fell short of the two-thirds majority he needed to capture the presidency in the first round. Parliament members, however, predict he will win in a later round of voting. Perhaps what was most unusual about today was how normal it all seemed. After all, when Gül tried to run for president last April, his candidacy touched off a firestorm, starting with a boycott of the election by opposition lawmakers who claimed that a Gül presidency would undermine the secular system in this majority Muslim country. Parliament member Onur Oymen helped organize that boycott.
Secularism is absolutely important for the survival of our democratic life, because we are practically the only country in the world with Muslim population, but with a democratic system. If we disturb this backbone of the society, I'm afraid that we cannot survive any longer as a democratic society.
Within days of the boycott, the Turkish military published a statement on its website warning about the threat of Islamic fundamentalism. Secularist Turks turned out in huge street demonstrations denouncing Gül's candidacy. Finally, a high court ruled the election invalid because parliament failed to reach a quorum. Last month, Gül's AK Party struck back, winning nearly 50% of the popular vote in parliamentary elections.
If this is a changing of the attitude of the people, so be it. I mean, this is only a matter of democracy.
Oktay Vural is a newspaper columnist who is close to Abdullah Gül. He says that after 70 years in power, Turkey's traditional secular elite has failed the people, and it's now time for a new breed of politician to take over.
Many circles in this country didn't want to allow AK Party to have their own president in the presidential palace. They did everything in their power to stop this happen. But the elections change everything.
Abdullah Gül served as foreign minister of Turkey for the last 4 years. During this period of economic growth and stability, he pushed hard to get Turkey into the European Union. But secularist Turks note that Gül's wife wears an Islamic headscarf, which is banned in government buildings. And they point to his former membership in a much more radical Islamist party, which was forced out of government by the Turkish military in the 1990s. Today, the military appears to have given up on trying to block Gül's candidacy. As for secularist lawmakers, dozens of them boycotted today's vote. But this time, they did not have enough supporters to prevent parliament from reaching a quorum. The generals and the secularists appear to have no other choice but to watch Abdullah Gül become Turkey's next head of state. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ankara.